Dear friends, the Mass of the Lord's Supper, which we celebrate every year on Holy Thursday, starting the Triduum, reminds us in a special way of what Jesus has done for each and every one of us. It reminds us of the thanksgiving that is the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, because the Eucharist, the Greek word Eucharist, means thanksgiving. Jesus poured out his life as a thanksgiving to God for you and for myself, as much also as an expiation for our sins. And that is what he was doing today, replacing once and for all the old way of expiation of sin, the killing of animals, sprinkling their bloods all over the place for the sins of human beings. No, not at all. Dear friends, Jesus tells us that this is the ultimate love. John chapter 15, verse 13 downwards, he says, no man, no human being has this much love that one would lay down his life for his friends. And that is what Jesus did for us. That is what he did for us this night. Sometimes I wonder the state of mind he was in. You remember that it was this night that he was arrested to be killed tomorrow. What state of mind was Jesus in while he was having supper? I don't think if I knew someone was going to arrest me and kill me, I don't think I would have the appetite to be eating. I doubt if I would be thinking about someone else. I instead would be either brooding or running for my dear life. But he sat with his disciples. And not just that he sat with us, dear friends, he left us a lasting memorial. He left us himself. Being God, he did not shy away from that death. Instead, he was thinking about each and every one of us. Love untold, love unconditional. And remember, he was also thinking about Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, who was to betray him, because he did not exclude him from that meal. He welcomed Judas to that table, knowing full well that Judas was going to betray him. Just as he welcomes me to this Eucharistic table and each and every one of us, knowing very well that from time to time we will stumble and fall. But Jesus never casts anybody away, no matter what. Never casts anybody away, no matter what. Dear friends, we need to approach this table with care, knowing exactly what was done for us, knowing exactly whom we are receiving. Because Jesus left us this as an abiding presence. When he gave the disciples the bread, he did not say, this is like my body. He said, this is my body, the Eucharist. He gave them the chalice filled with wine. He didn't say, this is like my blood. He said, this is my blood. And that is why Paul is reminding us in the second reading today that as often as we do this, we call to mind, we relive once more the agony our Lord Jesus Christ went through, starting from this night when he was sitting there knowing that in a few minutes, in a few hours, he would be arrested, tortured, and killed. And I repeat, for you and for me. That is what we celebrate today, the living of this abiding presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we celebrate it in the species of bread and wine, which is a remarkable thing. In the first reading, we read about God telling Moses, let every family bring out a lamb for the slaughter, so that when you smear the blood of the lamb on the doorpost, I will pass over you. I will not bring destruction on you. But this time, dear friends, not just every family, the entire universe, the entire world is participating in the most holy Eucharist. What does the priest say when he raises the host and the wine? Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this bread to offer you, fruit of the earth, the world, and the work of human hands, humanity. It will become for us the bread of life, our Lord Jesus Christ. So it is not just every family. The entire world sits still when we celebrate the Eucharist. The entire world is paying attention when we celebrate the Eucharist. The entire world is participating when we celebrate the Eucharist. The priest repeats the same thing with the chalice filled with wine, giving thanks to God fruit of the vine and the work of human hands, it will become for us the blood of eternal salvation, the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed on the cross. Dear friends, let us approach with care. Let us approach with caution. Let us also know and realize what we are doing each time we sit down for the Eucharist. Let us feel with Christ the agony that he went through. Let us also feel with Christ the love that Christ poured out for us in the Eucharist, which is what we are celebrating today, the institution of the Eucharist. And Christ also, knowing that he did not want chaos in his church, knowing that he did not want chaos with the people who we profess his name, also instituted the priesthood. And who did he hand them over? 12 fishermen, one of them a tax collector, one who was going to betray him. 12 men who were very weak. We also celebrate today, dear friends, the institution of the priesthood. When Jesus told them, "Do this in memory of me," he charged them with continually offering this sacrifice for themselves and for the entire world, which they continued to do. Pray for us, dear friends. I talked about 12 weak men who were handed over the priesthood from Jesus. Pray for me. Pray for Father Eric. Pray for Pope Francis. Pray for Bishop Daniel. Pray for the deacons. Pray for anyone who approaches this altar, so that we will do what Jesus taught us to do. Because he not only handed us the priesthood, he taught us how to be priests. What did he do? He got up from table, humbled himself to wash the feet of the disciples. In the Jewish tradition, no master, and I repeat, no master washes anybody's feet. If there is no servant to wash your feet when you come into the master's house, you washed your feet yourself. No master ever stoops down to wash the feet of anybody in the house, because that is the lowest of the low jobs you could be doing. Jesus did it. That is what he taught Father Eric, Father Bill, Father Charlie, and myself, and all the bishops and priests, and the Pope himself, of how to exercise this priesthood that he has given us. But look at me. Pray for me. Pray for us. Because Jesus promised. He made a promise to Peter. He said, "I will give you the keys to the gates of heaven, but the gates of hell will not prevail against it." Whenever we read that, we are filled with joy. But I think there is one thing we keep missing. Jesus said, "The gates of hell will not prevail." He did not say, "The gates of hell will not fight you." He did not promise Peter that the gates of hell will not injure him. And we know it did bruise Peter 3 times, even before Jesus drew his last breath. The gates of hell came to the foremost apostle. Just as the gates of hell come to the priest from time to time, "I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter." Pray for us, dear friends, because we are rolling a huge boulder up a hill, and the evil one is constantly stepping on that boulder to strike us, to bring us down. Sometimes he succeeds, sometimes he doesn't. We rely on your prayer, because we are just mere weak vessels, just like each and every one of you sitting here in the church. And the charity that Jesus brings to this most holy Eucharist, the urgency of the love that he brings to us today, he also enjoins on each and every one of us, not just the priests. When we do the washing of the feet, we don't do it all the time. But what does it really signify? It signifies the love, the charity, the service, the humility, the humane way in which we are to deal with one another, not just the priests. Let us remember that what we share is the ministerial priesthood. We are the ones who will lead worship. We are the ones who will do the sacraments. But we also share a common priesthood with anyone who is baptized. I also go back every time to those words of baptism: anointing with chrism, anointed in the image of Christ, prophet, priest, and king. Every single person who is baptized has these words pronounced upon them. Therefore, you also share the common priesthood of the faithful. And Jesus is also asking us to wash each other's feet. We need to ask ourselves, when we look around, who is it that is in need of having their feet washed? Who is it that is in need of having me stoop down to serve them? Who is it that is in need of me bringing my talent to them? That is what Jesus is asking us today, dear friends. As often as we receive the Eucharist, as often as we attend Mass and relieve this blessedness of Holy Thursday, let us remember that we are not to walk away through those doors and forget what we have done. Jesus is telling us today, as I have done to you, so you will do to your brothers and sisters.
Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, died for the sinner, paid all his dues. All who receive him need never fear. Yes, he will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, over you.
Peace be with you.